Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Lioness Lounge. I am your host, Takresha Blunt. I am also the owner and founder of Takresha S. Blunt Coaching and Consultant, as well as Blissful Brew Teas, your online gourmet specialty tea company. So, let's get into this morning as I commute into the job. So, I take you guys on a journey with me. So, this morning, I want to talk about women knowing that they are stronger than they allow themselves to be. We hold ourselves back so much. We don't know how to let go of friendships, relationships, situationships, job, careers, locations, or what have you. Yesterday was an interesting day because I have my book club that we meet on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and not only do I have my book club, I also have some calls that I usually get on a regular basis that triggered this conversation. While I was on my book club, the one lady said, I'm so fucking tired of going to my job early in the morning, and I just feel exhausted and all over the place. And you know, and then another one said her job wanted her to come in and work on Labor Day to decorate the classes at the school. And she told them, no, I will not, because that's Labor Day. See, we go places and we hold on to places that we are just tolerating. We're not holding on to places that we can celebrate that we're there because they appreciate us, because they admire our work. I was in that state of mind for a while, but then I, like I told you, I left that job. I left the county, the government job, because I did not, it was like a toleration to go in there every day. I tolerated being there because they was giving me a salary. But my happiness was not with me when I was headed there. I got in a different mindset when I left. I was still in a different mindset because I'm frustrated and tired and just not appreciated for the work that you do. And then I had a call with somebody earlier, like yesterday, and he was saying that, you know, he's tired of being the provider for everything when it comes to his circle of friends. And like I was telling him, only you can solve that. Only you can stop that. I had to learn that. I was shelling out thousands of dollars so that me and my friends can have fun at events and activities and things like that, and not realizing, hey, what are you doing? Let them pay some money yourself. So that's the only good thing that came out of that bad relationship that I got out of with Ben was he was like, no, you're not paying for that. No, we're not doing that. No, and it ain't going to happen. But then he would go, like we went to New Orleans with that same group of people, and he told me, you're not paying for it. I said, okay, no problem. But him and his friend pulled out their credit cards and paid for everybody. So now I'm a little ticked off, but it made me realize you get mad because your man is paying for everybody's food. And it was about 15 of us together, and that ticket was high because I saw the ticket. And he was like, here, put this on my card. And then his buddy Lou was like, put all the drinks on my card. So I'm looking like, I'm not happy with this. But then that just made me realize I shouldn't have been happy with me doing what I was doing. Because that small ticket wasn't nothing compared to me going in a liquor store and buying $3,000 worth of liquor or something like that to make everybody else happy. And then, you know, we get in these relationships and situations as women. We carry our freaking hearts on our shoulders. The minute something goes wrong, we're trying to analyze it, which is problem number one, and figure out how I can make this work. Stop trying to make it work. When he embarrasses you, insults you, degrades you, cheats on you, do whatever, let it go. Stop trying to hold 30-minute conversations after he's done something wrong. Say your piece and walk away. We try to hold on to too many things that we shouldn't even have in our territory. If it doesn't bring you peace and sunshine. And I had a conversation with somebody last night and she called me crying. And I said, what you crying for? And this is a friend. So I'm like, what are you crying for? And she told me the situation. And I said, so now what you gonna do? And the first thing was, well, he said, what are you gonna do? Because see, they play Russian roulette with our life. When a man is cheating on us, no matter who he's cheating with, he's playing Russian roulette with our life. We all done forgot. Don't nobody really talk about it. HIV is still out here. It's not cured. They figured out a way to slow it down or to go make it go undetected, but you still have it. So why play Russian roulette with your life with somebody that doesn't even care? Because listen, I'm going to tell y'all like this. There are some damn good men out here in this world. I don't care what nobody say, how many bad ones you done ran into. Get from out of the circle that you stay going to pick up these bad ones. Get in a place that you can get to some men that have more standards, that have more respect, that love their body just as much as they can love your body. Quit thinking that you can't go to these places. Stop taking them cheap-ass Spirit flights. Spend some money on your travels. Go somewhere on United. Go somewhere on Delta. Don't pay for these cheap-ass flights. You could get a regular economy seat on Delta. You could get an economy seat on United. You could get an economy seat on American if you decide to choose those. You could fly JetBlue. You could fly, matter of fact, take JetBlue off of there. Only fly the ones who got lounges in the airports. That's United and that's and Delta. I don't know if anybody else. I don't know. I don't pay attention because I only go in the United lounge. I ain't made it to the status on Delta because I try not to fly Delta. But lately, I have been flying Delta. Eventually, I will be at that status when I can get in the lounge. Go somewhere that you could do that. So you're not pressed on, well, I ain't in no mood to rush to the airport because I got to just sit there and wait. And Spirit always canceling flights. Stop taking Spirit. They don't have a lounge. Inside that lounge is where people that you need to be talking to. Inside that lounge is where you might meet your husband. You're not going to meet nothing out here in Spirit that doesn't disrespect you if that's where you got your first one from. If the first one was going on Spirit and y'all was only taking trips and taking Spirit and scrambling for dollars and pennies and all of that, why are you holding on to that situation? I used to be out. I never club. I'm not a big club person. I don't like being in a closed-in place like that with too many people. But the people I was hanging around, they was doing drugs. I didn't do drugs. I never touched drugs. They was doing drugs. I'm in that surrounding. So what I'm going to get? I'm going to keep getting these men that's in that surrounding. I got to get away from that. I don't understand, and I'm not criticizing anybody because we got to realize how strong we are as women, how important we are as a woman. A man needs a woman because if a man doesn't have a woman, we can't reproduce, we can't grow the community, we can't grow the population. They can't be they can't be nurtured, and that's where the biggest problem stems from. Most of us. Being females, we have a nurturing soul by birth. It's a part of our genes. It's a part of our DNA. It's a part of who we are to care and to long onto something. We were born to birth and care. And that's where we got to realize where our strength comes from. A woman can hold down a whole house and take care of the family as well as do a job. Back in the days, they didn't work outside of the house, per se. But these days, we do work outside of the house. More women are taking leadership roles. But when they couldn't or they didn't work outside the house, they knew what to do. They got up like they was going to a job. They fixed breakfast for everybody, hot breakfast, not no damn cereal pulled in a bowl and you walk around with a bonnet on. They got up, they got dressed. If they did keep their house robe on, it was only till they finished cooking breakfast. And then after they fixed breakfast for everybody, they packed their husband's lunch. They get their husband ready to go to work. They made sure his clothes was ironed. They made sure they, if a button came off or something, they knew how to put it back on. These days, y'all don't even take the pride into learning how to be a woman. I read something where somebody told another woman, arguing with a woman, told a woman, suck my dick. You ain't got no dick. So why is you saying that? You too busy trying to be a man and don't know how to be a woman. That's why your characteristic is the way it is. Because you're too busy trying to pick up the slang of a man. Who in their right mind would want to go around saying something like that in this day and age? I don't have a dick. I'm a female. I'm a whole woman. So I'm not going to ever approach a woman to tell her something like that because my mind is twisted. No matter how mad I get, what I'm not going to do is say something like that. That just shows the level of ignorance a lot of women have. But a woman can be as strong as she desires to be, and she can let go of things. Maybe that man cheated, or maybe he left you and went on to somebody else, and he's remarried and he with somebody. Instead of focusing on what he has and trying to destroy what he has built now, you're blocking your blessings from your real man finding you. See, I said real man finding you, not you going out trying to buy a man to be in a relationship with you. Not you going out begging a man to be in a relationship or sleeping with a man and thinking that now that you slept with him, now you got him. He got to find you. Even if you don't read the Bible, it says when a man finds, when he finds. Nowhere does it say when a woman finds. See, we done got everything so twisted. We forcing ourselves in places that we're not even welcome. We're not even tolerated. And damn sure ain't celebrated. So now you get in this situation, and now your heart is broken. Now you're trying to figure out how to fix it, how to make this man love you, how to make this man correct whatever. But you can't do that. You know why you can't do it? Because you're not who he's finding. You're just somebody he's tolerating because you made it so easy. Oh, well, I'm going to have sex with him. That's all he wants. Okay, well, I know if I can't get sex from over here, or I could just run back over here and I could have sex with her, and I could have, she gonna allow me to do this, and then if I tell her I need a little bit of money, she gonna give me the money, and just because I spent 30 minutes with her, or an hour with her, or the night with her, even if it's not even the whole night. Y'all settle too much. That's one thing I never did in a relationship, that was settle. Now, I stepped my level down. But what I'm not going to do is settle for any amount of disrespect. Well, that's what you're not going to do. I will be the biggest damn pain in your ass. I'm sorry. I know who I am. I was raised knowing I was beautiful. I was raised knowing that I was smart. I was raised with love, not a struggle. Some of y'all put yourself in this situation because you want to struggle, because you like the attention that you get. But if you allow yourself to be that strong woman that you have tucked down inside of you, you'll see a change in your life. A man can only disrespect you as far as you allow him to disrespect you. That's in anything. A person can only disrespect you as far as you allow them to disrespect you. If you don't allow a person in that space, in that realm of disrespect, then they can't reach you on that level. But the minute you start allowing it, then they got you. They can disrespect you to the utmost. And they're going to continue. Because, see, I did that in my abusive relationship. The first time he hit me, I told him to get out of my house. He was over there visiting me. And I said something, but I don't remember what the conversation was. But he didn't like what I said in response to what he was saying to me. And he hit me. And I turned around and I said, I know you fucking lying. Get out my house. Don't even come back over here. So he left. Later on, he came, he apologized, and that was the biggest mistake I made. The only good thing came out of that is my baby. That was the biggest mistake that I ever made, was accepting that apology, because from that moment on, he knew that if he apologized anytime that he hit me, I would be okay with an apology. See, if I was the strong woman that I am now, I would have never talked to this person again in life. But after that first, that one incident of having an abuse, physical abusive relationship, and I said never again, I stood by my grounds. I never been hit again by a man. Never have I ever been hit again. Emotionally, I stepped into an emotionally relationship, the last one. And I will tell you right now, it tears you apart more than it does when they're physically hitting you. I've been in two situations. I will never deal with anybody that doesn't know how to treat me as a woman, that doesn't know how to treat me as a significant other. I'm not going to do that. If you start talking crazy, I'm out. I don't need anybody. Everything that I want right now, I have. Anything that a man brings is an extra bonus. Some of y'all going into these relationships, y'all so damn broken. You don't give yourself time to heal. You ain't healed. You jumped in here and he started having sex with you and you think that's the best damn sex on earth. Trust me, it's some better sex out there. You think what he does in the bedroom is the reason why you need to hold on to this person. That's all you think. And then you plotting in your head. He could come and say, we ain't together no more. I don't want to be with you. I'm done. You think if you give him some oral sex and you sleep with him and you get real freaky, that's going to make him stay. No, you just made it realize that even though I told her I'm done, I can still come back and get some. You know that saying they say, your first ex can always come back, but y'all done took it to the point where it's not just the first ex, it's any ex. You don't know how to let go of somebody. You let yourself be dragged for years. For years. I lasted 2.5 years in that relationship with that boy, because he ain't no grown man. I lasted 2.5 years in that relationship. And when I said enough was enough, enough was enough. I wasn't going to allow you to play Russian roulette with my life. Because see, when you sticking your penis in somebody else, and that person probably got somebody else, some of the women he was messing around with had other people, had a husband, had a boyfriend, y'all sleeping around. What if that person sleeping with somebody else? And it's just a vicious little cycle. I love me and my life too much to let you play Russian roulette and possibly give me something that I can't get rid of or sign my death certificate because I won't let go of a sorry ass piece of shit. I am sorry. I cannot do it. And you all couldn't. I wish I could just sit y'all all in a room and give each person a hug and let you know how strong you really are. How strong you really are to let go and move on. Some of y'all don't know how to let go. You hold on to situations for months and years and damn near a century trying to get even. Don't know how to accept, hey, they done moved on and I'm still holding on to this bullshit. For what purpose? What are you getting from it? Nothing. You got to learn how to say, enough is enough. I'm not going to keep putting myself through this situation. You got to learn how to say, okay, I done drug myself. I done drug this situation on. I done allowed this thing to do this and this to me. It's playing with my mind. When I first broke up with that person and the beginning of the thing, I cried. I couldn't even tell the lie that I didn't cry, that I wasn't sad, that I didn't think, okay, maybe we could work this out. Maybe I should go back and try to work it out again or something like that. No, that's not what God wanted me to be. That's not what God wanted me to do. It was meant for me to get away from that person because you was playing with my life. You put my life on a chopping block. When you tell me you're not cheating on me, you lying on me, you making up something, you not being, what was the whole thing? You accusing me. But I wasn't accusing you, I was exposing you. See, the mind game is, I'm going to hold on to my girl. And I remember him saying this once. He said, even if my girl catch me, she could tap me on my shoulders, I'm going to still deny it. That's not a man, that's a boy. He ain't reached that age of saying, What I got at home is what I got, and that's who I'm gonna be with. When you ask a man and you say, are you strong enough to handle the fact that I'm not gonna be around a lot because I move around with my job, and they tell you, oh, I'm a grown man, I can handle that. Okay, let's do it.
Thank you for choosing McDonald's. Please order when ready.
Can I get a, I'm gonna do the big breakfast.
How much is it?
No, I'm gonna do that.
Did you want the one with hotcakes or without?
With.
All right, what else are we getting for you?
Can I get a, large Sprite, please, and that'll be it.
All right, we got a big breakfast with hotcakes and a large Diet Coke?
No, Sprite.
Sprite, sorry about that.
And do you have any blueberry muffins?
Yes, we do.
One, please.
All right, was there anything else we're getting for you today?
No, that'll be it.
That's
going to
be a total of $11.66 at the first window, please.
Thank you. Okay, I'm sorry, y'all, ordering breakfast. But anyways, we got to learn and understand. We are women. We are strong. No matter what we think, no matter what somebody has told us, no matter how much we want to give up, you don't give up. You don't stop. You keep going. Life is so precious. And y'all don't know how precious and blessed we are every day to wake up. So if you're blessed every day to wake up, you're blessed every day to have a good life and people that love you and happiness and all of this around you, why are you letting anybody play Russian roulette with your life? It's not just the man sleeping with people. See, stress can cause strokes. Stress can cause heart attacks. Stress can cause other health issues. Stress can cause you to be pushed over the edge. It plays with dementia. You got too much on your mind, too much on your plate, and all of this. So why are you allowing other people to play Russian roulette with you, your health, and your happiness? We got to learn how to tell people, enough is enough, I walk away. And sometimes walking away don't require you to give them a whole sermon. Sometimes y'all do all of that and you're going to come back. You know how they show where the girl throw all the clothes outside and it's all scattered over the yard and she doing all this yelling and running back and forth when he out there picking up his stuff. And then she come out there and she got to grab some of the stuff and try to take it back in the house. She not ready to let go. But then they show the woman who sits down and she takes her time and she folds everything neatly and pack it up. That is a woman that has had enough. That is a woman that's fed up and she's walking away and she's letting it go. She took the time to release you. So every time she pick up something and she fold it, she's releasing everything. You're not coming back to her. She's done. And that was me. Like, after a while, I had to realize, what you want with this man? This man's sex horrible. Penis small. Boring.
Hello.
Hi. Boring.
Big breakfast?
Yes, ma'am. Boring and just causing you drama and heartache and headache, and you're holding on.
Thank you for choosing McDonald's.
What are you holding on for? Thank you. Have a good day. What are you holding on for? So now you got this whole man that you're not satisfied with. You pretending that the sex is good.
Hello.
Hi. You think everything is perfect because y'all sleeping together. But in reality, you know it's not right. You know you're not happy. But you don't know how to be alone. You don't know how to be by yourself. And so you're allowing yourself to settle and to just accept whatever. No man should ever be allowed to disrespect you. No man. Some of y'all talk big on social media. And thank you, you too. You talk big on social media, you know, a man can't do this, and I'm this and that, and you know, you do all this big talking on social media, but in reality, you're sitting at home and you're crushed. You're sitting at home and you don't know why every relationship you get in keep failing, and every relationship you try to go at, it's always for a vindictive way. You know why? Because you're not happy with who you are. You haven't released all them demons. There's a video. If you go on YouTube, you can find it. It's Juanita Bynum, No More Sheets. It's pretty long. years ago when that came out, I had a coworker that gave me that the watch. She brought me the video and said, take your time and watch this. I watched it and it opened my eyes. That video gave me a lot of strength. That video allowed me to see something. Because, see, we got all these sheets of all these men that we've been with. We ain't been able to release them sheets. So when we walk past or we see something pertaining to this person, our bodies get, oh, the sex back then was like this and that. But what we don't realize is you've released somebody. When you can see them and say, good morning, God bless, and take care. And no feelings are there. I got a phone call from an ex this week. And I looked down at my phone and I was like, no, what the hell he want? So I picked up the phone and I answered. But I guess the conversation wasn't as exciting as he expected to be. Because I'm looking like, what do you want? And he was like, well, you need something? You okay? I'm just fine. How are you? How's your family? How your kids doing? And he said, oh, everybody doing fine. I said, yeah. And then he said, how your grandbabies doing? I said, everybody's doing good. He said, I know he probably missed you. I said, well, not yet, because I was home with him for 2 months. Oh, you was home for 2 months? I wish I would have known. For what? For what? See, I'm not trying to rekindle nothing. Because you are ex for a reason. I don't want to rekindle anything. I don't want to sit and rethink about what we went through. My kid's daddy do that to me sometimes. Out of the blue, he'll call me and he'll be like, Tack, what's up? You remember when we, no, I don't remember nothing. You remember when, no, I don't remember nothing. Boy, I don't even remember sleeping with you. I don't know. Because my mind ain't on what went on in my past. I'm trying to get to my future. I'm trying to be prepared and ready and happy in my future. I'm not trying to hold on to what we did. We used to go watch planes. We probably did, but I really don't remember. And if I did remember something, I would admit it. I'm not going to try to keep saying, oh, no, I don't remember. No, I don't remember. Some things I might do remember. But for the most part, I'm not trying to hold on to memories of anything that might seem like we can rekindle, because I don't want to rekindle. What I want you to do is enjoy your life, be happy, and not be dealing with whatever. And then that's the other thing. One thing I learned from that last relationship is displaying your happiness sometimes triggers some other people to pray against your happiness to make you have downfalls. My ex told me, when I broke up with my ex, my kid's father told me, he said, I didn't like him. I said, how you don't like somebody you ain't never met? You weren't going to meet him, so I don't understand what the problem was. He said, because you was doing things with him and y'all was all overseas and stuff. That was supposed to be me and you, me and you. You know, our daughter is 20-something years old, right? That's our youngest. I ain't been with you since then, like 20-something years. Who is we? We who? Because I don't speak French. And he started laughing. He was like, you know you still love me. Nah, I love you as a person, but I'm not in love with you. So you got to be strong as a woman, because a lot of y'all would have been like, oh, well, let's go on a trip. Oh, me and my baby daddy getting back together. No, the hell we ain't. Christmas Day. Year before last, I was walking out the house to go take my father his Christmas, well, actually to go pick my dad up to bring him over for Christmas and give him his Christmas stuff. And I had these big, huge bags because I had just went and brought him a whole bunch of clothes and shoes. Like, I spoiled my parents because they spoiled me. So I went out and I went to go buy him a whole bunch of stuff. And I'm going to tell y'all the funny part of the story first. So I go and I come in the house. And I've been shopping all day, and I come back with all this stuff for my dad. And my mom looking. Now, mind you, her gift is in there under the tree already, and it's that Birkin bag. So she see all these bags, and I only gave her one small. I put one small bag under the tree for her. And she looked at me, and she said, well, why you brought him so much? I said, don't look at the quantity. Just realize that what you got costs way more than what he got. So she didn't understand at first. Then she saw some other boxes I put up there, and she was like, I don't know what she doing. She must be got more for me. She telling my kids that I must have more for her out in the car. And I remember my oldest son saying, Grandma, that orange and black bag, that's a lot of money. So she said, well, how much money it is? And I remember my oldest daughter saying, probably about as much as your house or more, Grandma. And she said, shit, she ain't spend that kind of money. But she looked at the amount of stuff I brought my dad, because I'm telling you, I had two huge bags. Them big bags that you get for Christmas that you could put like huge toys in. He had two filled till you couldn't even close it. So I go out the door, not knowing that my oldest son, Daddy, out there with him. They out there grilling, but I didn't know his dad was out there. So when I walked out the door, one of his friends that knows me very well, he said, oh, shit, here come your baby mama. Hey, Takresha. I said, hey, how you doing? And then my son, Daddy, looked at me, and he was like, hey, baby mama. Hey, baby daddy. And that's all I got for him. I don't have nothing else for you. We ain't finna sit and hold no conversations. We not finna even do that. I remember him coming to the house one day, and he noticed, like, they drive by the house to see if they see some rental cars or some kind of different style car or something like that outside. So that day I had, I don't know what car I was in. I was in some car. I don't know if it was my car or one something. But I pulled in the yard and I parked and I'm getting out. And somebody drove by in a white car and they slowed down and they screamed out my name. And then they backed up. So I'm thinking it's the our friend from down the street where my dad mother house was. And I'm thinking it's them. So I say, oh, that must be, you know, Terry. So I go walk back down the two little steps we had to get up in the house. I walk back down, and when he parked the car and got out, I was like, oh, it's your ass. What do you want? And he was like, well, I want to talk to you about our son. I say, what about him? He was like, the young man being disrespectful. I say, listen, that's a grown-ass man. When you disrespected him when he went to college, what you get is what you got. I can't help you. That's between y'all. He grown. It ain't my responsibility. Because, see, I'm not finna play these tit-for-tat games, and you're not finna get me to try and chastise my son for nothing. That's a strong woman. I'm not doing that because I'm not trying to appease you to please you. I'm not doing that. What I did was I told him I'm not getting into that. So then the conversation went, what you doing tonight? Can I take you out? Have a good night. And I walked off. I don't have nothing to say to you, and we're not finna do that. We finna just, hello, goodbye. Our kids are grown. You could conversate with those kids. Because when I used to beg you to do something, you never would do it. See, a strong woman not finna hold on to that. I remember texting my son for my daughter, for Bree's birthday, and texting their daddy and saying, I don't want no child support from you. Because his child support was because, what's funny is this, I'm going to tell y'all something that's going to make it funny. The weirdo said, you should have raised your kids because Takresha didn't do a good job with raising your kids. So I guess my kids was going, my two middle kids, they was going to go to the feds and spend fed time with their daddy because he was in the feds most of their life. Ha! Most of their young adolescent life, their daddy was in the feds. So he couldn't raise my kids because he was in the feds. So, lo and behold, when he went to the feds, he called me and he said, the people told me for you to go down there and put me on child support because while I'm doing my 7.5 years in here, they'll send you child support money. So I was like, really? So he was like, yes, please go down there, Tack, and take care of that. So I went, I did it. They said he got in, he didn't make the date or whatever for that ruling or whatever. I never went back down there, and I didn't think about it no more. And when he got out, he had to go to court for child support. I didn't care about child support for him. Hell, I don't raise my kids. I'm doing this just fine without your help, so I'm okay. So he go to court, and he tell them he don't have no money. He got $100 and some dollars. They take that from him. I said, boy, I don't even want this. When they send it to me, I send it back to you. See, I'm that type of person. I didn't ask you for child support. You asked me to put you on child support. And he remembered that. He said, well, I forgot to tell you to go cancel it. We both forgot. We did. Ain't no hostile situation or any of that. Like me and him, we have had our moments where we didn't get, you know, argue and all of that. But I avoid him. But one thing I would tell you, he don't even know his mama and his sister and his brother's phone number by heart. But one phone number he remembers to call anytime he gets in a bind for something that's emergency or whatever. It's the woman that he has two kids from. I'm the baby mama that he got two with. He got one with the other ones, but he got two with me. I'm the baby mama that don't bother him and don't care. I swear. He made a post years ago on Facebook, and he said if he could change anything, it'll change who his baby mamas was, because they ain't shit. Cousin called me and said, he just put X, Y, and Z on his page. I said, all right. So I called him. I said, what you mean? That wasn't about you. That was about it, the other one. That was about them. I said, well, you need to go clean that up and put on the excluding tag. Because, see, I don't bother him. And he know that. I don't ask him for anything. I don't call him for nothing. See, I'm a strong woman because I let go. I don't hold on to all of that. What broke me not making me. And that's the sad part about a lot of situations, even with this stalker that I've had for months now. You don't know how to let stuff go. Because you always want the last word. You get the last word and you're still going. She's going to come and she's going to listen to my podcast. Then she's going to get angry. And then she's going to go post stuff about me. And then she's going to go tag this and she's going to tag that. And she's going to do all of this. And then she's going to try to find an ex. But that one ex that she has not found, which is the one that she needs to find. Because this the baby daddy already done went on there and tried to comment on the comments on the post that's been put up, but you lock down those because you don't want nobody to say nothing in my defense. See, when he started following that page, they instantly thought, hey, I bet you he following it because he want to talk about her bad, because he probably don't talked about it in her face. I don't have those problems. I don't have those issues. I don't have people walking around disrespecting me like that, and because we were together, what have you. Me and my kids' fathers was together. He went to the feds after we broke up, but it wasn't that he moved to Texas. I was still in Florida. He wanted to get back together, and I didn't want to. So, see, it's a difference between a person who knows their worth and their value and a person who's always trying to agitate a situation. We got to stop playing Russian roulette and letting people just disrespect us and do whatever. Cut them ties, cut them circles, do what you got to do. If it's legally, you married or what have you, or you in a legal contract with something and you can't get out of it, then you got to figure out a way to do it. Don't keep yelling, well, I don't have the money. You got the money. Just say you don't want to spend the money on the appropriate things to bring you your happiness. We sit and we say we don't have, we can't do, we don't know. You do. Because you will spend, like I did that little small survey on my page, $50 a day on you going to get coffee and lunch. You got the money. You just don't want to spend the money where you need to spend it. I will invest in my happiness and my future in a drop of a dime. Soon as I know I could do something that could better me as a person, that could get me to another level in life, that could give me more happiness, that can bring me some complete peace, I don't mind spending. I will pull out and I will go and get, I go to my other bank account and I use the money up in that bank account. I'll drain all of my bank accounts if it's going to bring me peace and happiness. So I just want to say this morning, realize how strong you really are.
Stop giving in to the hands of somebody else and putting your life in another person's hand to control how happy you can be. Keep your own happiness. Bring out your own happiness. Smile. You smile, but your eyes tell a story. People don't realize. See, my background, my degree is in psychology. Your eyes tell a story about you. No matter how you try to smile or no matter how mean you try to look, most people don't realize that mean look is really, truly a hurt look. So get rid of all of that. Start healing. Start working on yourself. Start getting you together. And I'm going to end this and say have a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Here we are, the last day of August, August 31st. The year is almost over. It's only 123 days left in 2022. Don't wait and say, well, I'm going to change on New Year's. Make this your new year. Make this a new you. Don't wait till the first of the month. Start now. Even if you already started your day, you can still say the rest of the day is going to be a new day for me and a blessed day. Have a wonderful Wednesday, and I will talk to you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.